Polls say the Democratic gubernatorial primary appears to be a two-person contest between Milwaukee Mayor Barrett and former Dane County Executive Falk. Both candidates spent a lot of time campaigning over the weekend, with Barrett ending yesterday at an event in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood.
The 8-hour day!
Costumed reenactors chanted 8-hour day at an annual ceremony remembering an 1886 labor protest that ended when the state militia killed 7 people. Before the event, Barrett told the news media that despite heavy union support for Falk, he will do okay with labor on Tuesday.
I have found I've got a lot of solid support from rank-and-file members of the unions, and just as I have support from farmers and seniors and people on fixed incomes and students. So we're very optimistic as we move forward.
Falk's last campaign event yesterday was at a chilly park shelter in Sheboygan County.
You know, the fact that here you are in the wind and cold and the rain again is why I know we beat Scott Walker in how many days?
29!
Falk says if Barrett is picking up rank-and-file union backing, it's news to her.
I've been in Rhinelander, Wausau, Green Bay, Manitowoc, and now Sheboygan, and it has been incredible. Despite the pouring rain, you know, 75 people at each stop that are just eager to vote on Tuesday.
Political analysts say Falk's best hope to win the Democratic primary is if unions get a lot of members to the polls. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.